Michael Johnstone, so I'm an organiser for Victoria Retail and Fast Food Workers Union.
So we're outside Readings in Lygon Street, and as people have pointed out, Readings sees itself as being, you know, a friendly, woke kind of retailer, but there's a problem, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. So they've been trading for a long time, like you said, off that reputation for being a progressive employer. But when push comes to shove, like, their actions are speaking louder than words. So workers have been trying to bargain for an agreement for 5 years now. And every step of the way, the company has been fighting and pushing back against that process. Like, the reason that we're bargaining in the first place is because the workers actually forced them to come to the table. We did a petition and they didn't believe it. So we had to go to the commission and do another petition. And that where we were able to force the company to actually come to the table.
So originally you did at RAFU, which is your union, did actually negotiate an outcome. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so as soon as a couple of months ago, we had an agreement, as far as we know. It was going to be drafted, but we had an in-principle agreement. And a part of that was the wage offer that was presented to us in April was going to be increased by the Fair Work increase. So workers made a lot of compromises with what they were prepared to accept, and that was on the basis of that wage offer.
Four point something percent.
4.6% was what we understood was going to be applied to the offer that they put to us. And obviously, I expect they didn't expect it to be so high. I expect it wasn't budgeted for 4.6%. They were probably expecting 1% or 2%. But when that came to us, they sort of reneged and said, we're not going to apply this. Like, the offer, the numbers that we put to you and workers were the numbers. And that is absolutely outrageous. That is a 4.6% drop in the context of the 6% inflation, and that's going to keep going up. This is a real wage cut for workers who have made and built at a fantastic company, an established huge institution in Melbourne for bookshops.
So what they're offering is 2% flat rate and a wage freeze for 2 years.
No, they're offering whatever the increase is going forwards, and no increase applied to the Readings rates that they put to us which haven't changed since last year. So in effect, the rates that were proposed and are paid to a lot of workers won't change until July next year, effectively a freeze for 2 years for a lot of people.
Okay.
My past is in Woolworths, so I've come from retail, but I'm an organiser for RAFU now full time. But this campaign is predominantly led by people off the shop floor. We've got delegates who come to every single bargaining meeting. We have regular meetings with members. They're absolutely leading the way. We met with them last Tuesday and sort of talked about what we want to do. And they were pretty disgusted by the company's position and what they've decided to do with their wages. And that's led to us being forced to take this sort of action today.
Now, RAFU's had some very good wins in bookshops with Better Red Than Dead. So you've got runs on the board, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Better Red Than Dead now pay more than Readings. They give a lot of conditions that Readings isn't prepared to budge on. You know, the Better Red Than Dead workers get 6 months paid parental leave. They get really, really strong, some of the strongest conversion rights from casual to part-time in the industry. And Readings workers were prepared to sort of move on those sorts of positions with the context of a really good, strong wage offer, which the companies reneged on. So there is like a strong base. Like, if Readings want to continue trading on being a progressive employer, they've got to come to the table and actually change what their offer is at the moment.
Well, the thing about it is that Better Red Than Dead, they didn't just fall into it. It was basically a very well-run campaign, great support from you, the union, and the people were saying that they really learned how to work collectively, because it was a really big learning curve for them.
That's right. I mean, before we came along, there wasn't really organising happening in retail. And so for a lot of workers, this has been, you know, when we get involved and start organising with them, it's the first time they've ever encountered a union that's actually willing to do that for them. And it's an incredible shift in people's perspectives. you know, no longer do they believe they're just going to put up with the conditions that they've been subject to. They start imagining what they can actually change together and what sort of what they want their workplace to look like, and having that power with their co-workers to actually implement those changes in the real world.
Because the big deal is that you're members-led.
That's right. So our committee is made up of rank and file. We've got a delegates conference this year, which is going to direct how the union does things as well. We are led with, like, whenever workers want to get together and organise and deal with things collectively, we're there and back them 110%.
And now, before I let you go, because you've got real work to do, maybe it's underlining this point, but actually it's young people that are really highly affected by this. I mean, I know there's lots of different age groups who work in retail, but a lot of these organisations are actually exploiting young people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we like to think that we got rid of, child labour a long time ago. But really what we did is we instituted it and made it legal and let the employers get away with paying people, like, up to half what a regular worker, an adult worker over 21, would be getting paid for doing the same work. No one who works in retail would deny that a 16 or 17-year-old or 15-year-old aren't working just as hard. And we've been able to change that. So at Better Red Than Dead, they've got a really clear pathway where people get off junior rates. And even at readings, like in our principle agreement, there is pathways for people to get off junior rates. And we want to keep spreading that across the industry. Like, we want to get rid of junior rates entirely because it's absolutely disgusting, and entirely just protecting the profits of these giant corporations.
And just as a matter of interest, I know with Better Red Than Dead, people were being expected to do reviews and podcasts and high skill work. Mm. Is that the same here?
Yeah, so they have, they do have, like, the readings monthly, and they do have volunteer reviews from workers to do that. It's been a tricky sort of thing to deal with. At Better Red Than Dead, they sort of massively changed how they do that. And yeah, it is a thing across the industry where, like, there is all sorts of free labour being expected in all sorts of different ways, you know. Reviews at bookshops, people staying back in deli to clean because they're not rostering properly. Like, it takes all different shapes. And it's really, because employers have gotten used for so long, having all the power, and we're looking to sort of change all that.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
Thanks, Matt. Talking to us next today is Claire Miller, who's a delegate off the shop floor. Fantastic delegate, been to pretty much every single one of our bargaining meetings with the company, and has been pivotal in leading the campaign as well.
Hi everyone, thanks for coming out for support. As you just heard, my name is Claire. I've been working for Reading since 2018. I started on the shop floor over in the Hawthorne store, and now these days I work over in the warehouse in the web team, so I, like, answer all your emails and get all your things organised to go dispatch. I love working at Reading's. Like, it's a great place. I think bookselling is incredible. It's something I've always wanted to do. You know, I was, like many people here, I think I was the bookworm. I always wanted to work with books, and, you know, Reading's was the dream. And, you know, I've got here. I love it. I've made amazing friends. And I think working together, you know, we all want to take care of each other. Which is why we want to reach a fair agreement, and we're hoping that that's going to happen pretty soon, particularly with all the support from you guys. I feel like I don't have a whole lot to say because, as Chris was saying, I am a current worker, so there are lots of things I can't say, but once again, I'm just so astounded that all of you have come. It's incredible. Thank you.
wages!
What's outrageous?
Frozen wages!